Hello everyone, how are you doing today? Welcome to Christian Professionals Network for those who are joining for the first time. It's a platform where we raise, teach, train ethical, excellent Christian professionals to rise, thrive, and take over their respective industries and sectors by practically applying Bible-based principles to achieve tangible results. My name is Chima Pala, and it's a pleasure to connect with you today. And just a quick check-in. How are you doing in your location, in your climb, in your geography, in your workplace, in your home? And I'm asking this question because lately it seems like the times have been turbulent. Of course, some locations apparently seem to be doing worse than some, but it's not basically unique to any singular location. It seems to cut across. And of course, this is a Christian Professionals Network podcast or platform. You should read Matthew 24 and catch up on the signs of the end time. So this should come as no surprise for Bible-believing Christians who take their time to read and study the Bible, and these are the signs that Jesus basically said would come to pass. However, that's not really where I'm going today. Today's scripture is, or today's theme, is going to be dwelling on something that I had shared earlier with a group of CPN members that we pray. So we started praying this year every Wednesday. We pray very early in the morning, 5 a.m. West African time. If you're interested, please feel free to reach out either via email or email cprofessionalsnetwork@gmail.com. Or you can also contact us if you're already part of the WhatsApp community. But we started praying every Wednesday, every week, basically, early in the morning. And it's been an amazing time. We started that immediately. We turned to, is this the podcast? This is the first podcast that I'm putting out after our two-year anniversary. I think so. So Christian Professionals Network turned two on 13th of February. And it's been quite a journey, honestly. I felt very humbled with gratitude and borderline, mostly speechless, actually. Because when I felt led to start this platform, I didn't have like a full picture. Or it was a case of one foot in front of the other, following Jesus and obeying as much as he empowers and helps me to. And 2 years later, that's still what it is, really. One foot in front of the other, following Jesus and trusting him to empower me and help me to obey as he leads each and every one of us. And I'm just grateful for the impact, the learnings, the testimonies that God has birthed through CPN in the last 2 years that the platform has been running. And I'm excited to also let you know that we have a number of trainings that are coming up, starting this quarter, actually. So that's part of the things that we've been cooking since the beginning of the year. Collaborations with other Christian or kingdom-based business platforms. So if you're interested in all that, please feel free to reach out and we'll send you the details. But today, I want to talk about strong convictions. It was part of what we prayed about this morning. And the focus scripture was from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, that says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." So the times we are in require strength. And especially for career and Christian professionals specifically, just even for an average career person, with the rising cost of living, depending on your location, with FX issues and challenges specific to some other locations, and also the inflation rates, and with the challenges that some organizations are going through. We've talked about that, we addressed a bit of that earlier in the year, but today it's really about what's your conviction, what's your truth, what is your reference point when you are under pressure. And honestly, like, this is a very real life, authentic platform. I have been feeling, I don't know whether to say empathy or borderline anxiety lately. Not because I am necessarily affected. God has cushioned and keeps cushioning me and covering and carrying me. I cannot deny that, and keeps making ways for me and basically keeps ensuring that I'm thriving and rising. That it's my truth, it's my reality. I've also come to realize at times that when things are going on around you, you are hearing things, you are seeing, you know, that 1,000 will fall on your left, 10,000 on your right hand. It will not come near you. Yes, it's the truth. I can't count how many times I've confessed that scripture in the last few weeks. But doesn't mean that at times it can't shake you. So I've just felt this anxiety of what the future holds. How long are these things going to last? Is there going to be any succor or solution coming anytime soon? What people are going through out there? It's just a model of different things that almost, or not almost, got me into some level of anxiety and worry. And I had to basically go back to ask myself, what are my convictions? What am I really holding on to? What is the foundation upon which we are building all this? We rise, we thrive, and we take over. And it was part of the things we prayed about this morning. I just felt led that you should pray that regardless of what is going on around us, regardless of what is going on in your department, in your function, in your organization, in your location, you must be resolute, you must be strong in your conviction. But the only way you can achieve that is if your convictions are rooted in God's word. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Your might, your own power, will likely, certainly, almost certainly not be able to carry you through the times that the world seems to be in. And then I now started meditating on that scripture of when I was farming the land and Isaac was digging up wells. Boy was just digging wells and having water. Like a literal picture came to my mind. I was like, can you imagine that there was drought, there was no water? He would dig well, the Egyptians would go and close it. He would dig, they would close it. And then eventually, he dug the one that there was water. I think that was Rehoboth. I hope I'm correct. Imagine that there's drought and you dig a well, as in this well, water is flowing. You are taking a cool shower, rainforest shower type. And some people are looking for water to drink. As much as you are in abundance, at times it can affect you, like the anxiety of what is going on around you. And that is why Ephesians 6:10 comes to fore in terms of both prayer and conviction. Like, you have to be strong in God regardless of what you're seeing around you, even though it's not happening to you. Looking at it, hearing it, watching the news long enough is enough to get you anxious. So you must be strong in your convictions. And a number of people out there feel like, or are likely even earning less than what they were earning, depending on the currency and all that, because of the increase in cost of living, among other inflationary considerations that are happening across various locations all over the world. So payday is coming, or has already come, for those that earn bi-weekly, or those that earn monthly is coming. And they are nervous, like, oh gosh, how would this take care of them and pay their bills? And honestly, this is one of those times where you must be rooted. Your reality, your reference point, your convictions must be rooted in God, because your faith, your convictions will be tested. So you must ensure that it is grounded. You know that scripture where Jesus was talking about the man that built his house on the rock and the one that built on the sand? There are like so many scriptures. I had to literally write out scriptures to confess daily, to ensure that my mind is insulated from anxiety, from worry, and focus on who my source is and who is coming through for me and who is ensuring that I'm thriving. Regardless, who is ensuring that an Isaac could be taking a rainforest shower when there was drought, people did not have water to drink, and he was having full shower. He was taking a full shower, literally. So, those that look to him for help are radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will ever cover their faces. That's Psalm 34. We read that scripture a lot here. And then, apparently, when I was studying today, I'm trying to open it. And I also saw the part that basically says that they that seek the Lord lack no good thing, that the young lions might be hungry. That's verse 9. Fear the Lord, you godly people. Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. It says even strong lions sometimes go hungry. This is the NLT version of Psalm 34. But those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. You must be strong in your convictions, though, because it will likely be tested, and it might even be, there might be attempt to shake it. I was feeling very anxious over the past few weeks, not because I am blessed. God keeps coming through for me, but just hearing and seeing what is going on around the world put me in a very anxious state. And I had to go back to my own strong convictions that my eyes, as in, like, focus, focus, focus. You have shifted focus. And that's why you seem to be sinking. You know what happened to Peter? Jesus told him, come. As long as he had his eyes on Jesus, the guy was cruising. He was cruising. It didn't mean that there were no storms, though. The storm was raging. But Peter did not even realize. He was thriving. He was prospering. He was excelling. Because his eyes were on Jesus, immediately his eyes moved from Jesus to the storm, to what was happening around him. He started sinking. I feel like that's what almost happened to me over the past few weeks. I started feeling very anxious because for a minute, I feel like I took my eyes off. Not that I don't know in my spirit though. Like I said, here we are real because I know be angel. And we are still on earth, we are human beings and we are flawed. We will always still know in part and understand in part. It's when the perfect comes that the imperfect will disappear. When we see him, then we'll become like him, and then would all things will be made clear. But as long as we're still here on earth and the angel has not blown the paparampa for us to be going, we will still know and understand in part, excuse me. So I started feeling very anxious and just realized, oh, the storm was raging while Peter was walking, having a smooth sail, walking towards Jesus. But immediately he took his eyes off Jesus. I feel like that's what happened to me over the last few weeks. Like, I took my eyes. It's not because Jesus did not move. He's there. He's providing for me. He's ensuring that I'm well taken care of. But I just decided to take a look around what was happening in the area, in the neighborhood, in the economy, in other organizations and other people out there. And it did shake me. I felt like I was drowning. And it's a case of our sweet, 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 sweet Jesus. No matter how much you get distracted or you take your eyes off, that scripture, go and read it. The different accounts that was given in the New Testament of that scripture says Jesus immediately. He did not wait for him to drown small, like, let half of your body touch water so you will learn your lesson. It's human beings that behave like that. Let them query you first. Enter PIP and ensure that you're not promoted this year so you will learn. No, that's not my Jesus. He says, immediately Peter started sinking. He too shouted, Lord, help me. You too, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. If you're feeling anxious, overwhelmed, scared, nervous about the future, what it holds for you in your job, in your workplace, will you be promoted this year? Will you get any form of increase in your remuneration? Considering the fact that if you're earning the same thing you were earning last year or even 2 years ago, you are literally already poorer by percentages. And all those things are enough to build up anxiety. But you must, if you at any point you feel like you're sinking, please quickly shout for help. Jesus, help me. He says immediately he reached out his hand. He will stretch out his hand either through people, through his word, through his spirit. God will always, always say immediately Peter cried out. Jesus reached out his hand and helped him. He didn't allow him drown. Jesus will not allow you drown if you realize that you're drowning and you reach out for help. I realized I started feeling very anxious because I became very conscious of the 1,000 that was falling on the left and the 10,000 on the right hand. It did not come near me. It did not, and by God's grace, it can never come near me. I just became more conscious about the 1,000 that was falling on the left and the 10,000 on the right hand, as opposed to fixing my eyes on Jesus, forgetting momentarily that those who look to him for help, will always be radiant with joy, and no shadow of shame will cover their faces. So I have a long list of them, but we're already 15 minutes into this podcast. So yeah, I think I'll just stay on Psalm 34 and the Ephesians 6. It says in verse 10, it says that the strong lions sometimes go hungry, but those who seek the Lord will lack no good thing. Who trust in the Lord lack no good thing. That's the NLT. The NIV says those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. So in this period where it looks like a lot of people are lacking, people are hungry, like things are happening out there. And of course, the anxiety was also mixed with empathy. And by the way, as Christian professionals, this is one of the best time to put seeds in the ground. If there are people around you that you can help, that you know that they are suddenly earning, their earning can no longer sustain them for just basic needs, and God has blessed you enough to be able to reach out, because part of the terms and conditions of the blessing in Genesis 12 is for you to also be a blessing. You are blessed so you can also be a blessing. That's God's expectation. So if you can reach out to support a colleague, does not have to be in the work, when I say colleague, someone else that you know that they are struggling so bad and their earnings can no longer meet their basic needs, please do so, because that kind of giving is literally, like the Bible says, you are lending to God. So it says those that seek the Lord lack no good thing. So as long as you are seeking God, as long as your eyes are on Him, it says that you will lack no good thing. Being well paid, being well rewarded, being taken care of, being well compensated, having benefits, it's not just remuneration, having benefits, having exposure, getting experience, getting new opportunities in a time where it seems like people are losing their jobs. It's a good thing. And those who seek the Lord has lack no good thing. And while the good thing is happening for you, please be like Daniel. As he was promoted, the next thing is he pulled up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So please, as God is blessing you and you are keeping your eyes on Jesus, don't look around. Don't focus on the storms. Don't focus on the 1,000 on the left and 10,000 on the right hand. It will scare you. It will make you anxious, nervous, and can distract you. And if you feel like you're already in that position and you're sinking, like I felt like in the past few weeks, scream for help. There was a time that for days, all I was just praying was, Lord, help me, Lord, help me. I didn't know what else to pray. Honestly, I was just like, Lord, help me, Lord, help me. Because I remember that scripture says God is an ever-present help in time of trouble. So if I ever find myself in a situation that feels like trouble, even if I can't define or explain the trouble, the first prayer is, Lord, help me. He will help me because He's ever-present. It's not when I'm calling Him, He's showing up. He's already there. So I, literally, there's a time for days my prayer was just, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me. I needed to renew my mind. I needed to refocus on my source. I was not affected. I was not being affected. I was just, I was beginning to feel, well, maybe affected actually by the things I was hearing that was happening and the situation of a number of people out there. It was beginning to get to me. Which is not necessarily bad, because empathy is good. Compassion is something Jesus had and He expects us to also have. And it also moves you to reach out to be a blessing. So yes, that part where it pushes you to respond is fantastic. However, it's not supposed to push you or press you into worry, into anxiety, into fear. That's not what it's supposed to do. That's what I felt. And literally when I felt like I'd taken my eyes off from Jesus, who has been giving me and keeps giving me a cruise walk on water to the storm, I felt like I was sinking. And I screamed, Lord, help me. I kept praying and asking for that help. And He did send me help through people, through relationships, through His word. I literally have a list of scriptures that I was thinking I was going to go through, like reassurances. I had to go on a Bible search earlier today, like, oh, what are the assurances I will have that I will never lack? And then scriptures like this, Psalm 34, verse 10, that those that see that the young lions may lack. That means people that are even reputable, people that look like, it can never happen to them, they can never sack them. It's possible to happen. It says even the strong lions can go hungry. That's the way the NLT puts that at Psalm 34, verse 10. It says, but those that seek the Lord lack no good thing. I set the Lord always before me. It's also in Psalms. I'm just going to read them out to you. Go and Google them. Because it's at my right hand. Because I've confessed the scriptures so much. I literally know them by heart. It says, because David knew how to collect assurance from God, honestly. It says, I've set the Lord always before me because he's at my right hand. Do you know what it is for God to be at your right hand? He's at the helm of the decision-making affairs of your life. It says, I cannot be moved. I don't care what's happening. Let USD, GBP, any currency be flying. Let it be on the skydive or bungee jumping or whatever. I've set the Lord always before me because he's at my right hand. I can never be moved. Those who look to him for help are radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will ever cover their faces. I was young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken. It was David talking as an old man. Say, right from since when they born me, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. It cannot start with me. He said, no, they are seed beg bread. It can't. I can't beg bread. My children cannot beg bread. That's my, those are my strong convictions. I literally had to go back to them. Like, what are my convictions? Because your strong conviction should be your point of reference. It should be your reality. And it should be what you run to when you're beginning to feel pressured or anxious. That's what differentiates us. When it feels like, things are shaking in your workplace. It's looking like they want to restructure again. Organogram is changing. They have whatever the situation. These are your strong convictions. Hold on to them. Confess them. Speak them. Meditate on them. I literally had to write it out. And I was just meditating like, the Lord longs to be gracious to me. The Lord longs to show me compassion. God generously provides all that I need. I always have all that I need at all times. And plenty. Excess left over to share with others. All these are scriptures. Please go and Google them. I thought I was going to read them out for you and all that, but yeah, time's gone. Today is just basically coming to assure you that the word, like my pastor always says, the word of God works 100% of the time, regardless of what it seems like around you or even within you. For me, the past few weeks, it was more of a case of within me because nothing was around me. I was okay. It was just the things I was seeing and hearing or things I was hearing was happening to other people that started affecting me. So whether it's around you or within you, the word of God works 100% of the time. Stand firm on the convictions and the promises he has given you. This is our foundation as Christian professionals. That's what will distinguish us. That's what, as in, just go and study your Bible. Genesis. Was it Genesis or Exodus? No, it's Exodus, not Genesis. When literally there was all forms of chaos happening in Egypt. But Goshen, where the Israelites were inside the same Egypt, nothing. It was tranquil. It was cool. If frogs are all over the place on people's beds in Egypt, Goshen, they are chilling. If their water turned to blood, Goshen is drinking spring water. If they have locusts, kill all their animals or their plants, Goshen, they're eating fresh grapes and vegetables. See, hold on to your strong convictions. I will just go back to the scripture I started with, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Be strong in the Lord. A child sent me, you are hearing rumors. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I hope this has blessed someone. I hope someone feels reassured. And more importantly, I hope you go back and search the scriptures and find your strong convictions, declare them, stand on them. Because, like my pastor always says, the word of God works 100% of the time. God bless you. Like I said, we have a lot of trainings coming up this March. We want to really focus on developing and training our people, equipping you to also go out there and do things like this and even more. So basically building, raising leaders that would also go out there and raise other Christian professionals. So if you're interested, please send an email to cprofessionals@gmail.com. And we'll look forward to connecting with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I pray that you would always find your strong convictions in God's word, and it will be your truth, it will be your reference, it will be your reality, regardless of what is going on around you or within you, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Speak again soon. Bye.